Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
Happy Tuesday! Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with Beth. Again, you just heard the sounds of Austin Brown. Austin Brown is just flaming. So follow Austin Brown at Austin Brown. and also visit his website, austinbrown.com, plus like him on Facebook at Austin Brown, okay? I mean, his song's jam. His EP is dropping in August. For those of you who don't know, okay, let's see. Today's topic is business plans. You know, let's face it, believe it or not, it's important to write a winning business plan. Even though we often hear that some entrepreneurs are successful without one, because we see people who say, hey, I've never had a business plan. I just got my business license and started my business, created a name, and I've been successful ever since. Yeah, that happens, but it's good to have a business plan. Even if you've been in business for a long time, it's good to have a basic plan to look at and to reevaluate your goals, see how you're reaching your goals, and to evaluate new goals. Business plans are important for the mere fact that they are blueprints, you know, to our businesses and our goals. And so let's talk about the proper way to construct an awesome business plan. You know, like I said before, not just for financial institutions and for venture capitalists, investors, angel investors, or potential investors or whatever, but as our own roadmaps to operating successful businesses. If it's just you working for yourself, or if you have employees, or if you have plans of growing your business, and then sometimes you don't have plans of growing your business, but then it's a blessing, your business tend to explode, and you have no choice but to figure out exactly where you can save money in the money that you're making, and where you can pinch pennies in areas where, you know, you don't see where the money's coming from. So business plans are very, very important. Please, please, I mean, because many of you are very successful. Many of you are on the grind. Some of us are starting over. From all ages. I mean, I became an entrepreneur as a young kid, so all ages. Don't hesitate to share your advice on successful tips regarding business plans. And then another thing is business proposals. So we should discuss business proposals in the near future. The importance of business proposals, of bidding for certain projects, and so on, because you know that's a hot topic in many, many, many communities. You know, of how to compose and write and present successful business proposals where you are the winning bidder. So that's another topic that we should discuss in the very, very near future. I throughout the years, I've gathered so much information regarding business plans. I've composed my own basic business plans, and just like revising my resume, I'm all revising and working on business plans. And I've discussed with you guys before, you know, if you know me before I started my blog talk radio show, I blog and talk about, I don't know, for some reason, I like numbers. There's one thing about it, I love business math and so on, but for some reason, when it comes to writing a business plan, I get like, oh my God, you know, dealing with the financials. I mean, I'm good at the business plan, but then you got to get through the logistics of writing out the financials. So financials are really important. I mean, that's the budget. I love the budget, but when it's the business plan, you really need to know where the dollars and where the money, the cost of things, and also you have to include Murphy's Law. You know Murphy's Law is when the unexpected happens, because, you know, Murphy's Law happened in all of our lives, most of our lives. There might be some people where unexpected things don't happen, but Murphy's Law, you always have to prepare for that. Those surprise things that happen in our lives, good or bad, you know, when it comes to everyday life and financials. You know, they used to say you make out like 10%, you know, for stuff like that. But you can call me and log in at blogtalkradio.com, CultureShock-Beth. And it's good if you would create a username. I see where many listeners have created usernames so they can communicate you know, here at blogtalkradio.com. And, you know, we can chat in the chat room also this morning and also during future shows. That's one thing that's good about the, having your own user name. But then I also want to shout out to the fellow, my fellow blogtalk.com talk show producers and hosts of their other shows, and also the blogtalkradio.com radio staff. I mean, this is an awesome, this is really awesome. Blog Talk Radio, very very important outlet for different people to share their platforms and for people to come and do their thing. So I just want to shout out everybody and shout out the 14, I think I'm at 14,335 views right now. So thank you for your support since the premiere of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on March the 21st. And any shows that you have not listened to, please listen to. Just visit the profile and click on the show that you would like to listen to. I'm still in the developmental stages, so again, I thank you, and I thank you for being a part of the developmental stages, encouraging different show topics and ideas and sharing your feedback. I look forward to getting more phone calls doing shows, but I am loving the messages and the videos and just the support that I am receiving. And it's a two-way street. I feel good supporting you guys. I really do. I hope your Memorial Day weekend was awesome. Mine was. I love it. Our next patriotic holiday is 4th of July, right? I love 4th of July. It's an awesome holiday. It really is. So, again, we're talking about business plans, and like I said, I have gathered a lot of information throughout my years regarding business plans, but then also I've mentioned those. You can also visit SBA.gov or, you know, your local, even your local job employment centers in your community you can visit, because they're not, usually, like here in Jackson, we have like Wynn Job Center, and Wynn Job Center is not just for job seekers, but it's for employers and so on. And so it's good to go to your local job center, your job bank, and get information on not just the process of getting a job, but then also if you're an entrepreneur or a company or a business, or your plans is to, even if you're just to become to start your own business, or if you don't working for yourself and just want to know how to structure your business properly, you can always find out at your local job center information regarding classes, and also information regarding writing a successful business plan. Here, just recently, when I attended the Mississippi Business Journal's annual expo. I love that expo. And one thing about that I love about the expo, even this year, I didn't even get a chance to tour the expo because I stay in the training classes the entire time because my alma mater, which is Hines Community College, I graduated from that campus in Raymond. I studied sales and marketing, specialized in fashion merchandising management and, you know, retail management. I'm a designer also. And 'cause my goal has always been to open my own boutique. And see, that's one thing that I'm, business plan that I need to perfect is a business plan to open my salon boutique that I've always wanted to open since my childhood. So that's one reason why I'm going back to school, so I can get my esthetician license and cosmetology license, and not only sell my own designs, but also have a, you know, be able to have a one-stop shop, as you say, and not just for me, but other talented fashionistas, you know, to work at and to shop at. So that's always been my goal. And those who know me know I'm telling the truth. And alongside of my successful entertainment company, and doing my part in within the community. We all have to do our part in the community, right? So Just wanted to share that. We have, let me see how many more minutes we have. I'm tuned to Mike and Mike also right now, but I'm so busy talking to you guys, I'm really not, I shouldn't be preoccupied with watching them while I'm doing a show. But for those of you who are excited about tonight's game, they're still talking about who's the better player, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Like, I tweeted Mike and Mike Friday, and I told them, I said, a lot of my friends, fellow sports lovers, they always debate over who's the best between Kobe and Michael Jordan. I mean, I love LeBron James. You know, he's like one of my favorite players, and he played for one of my favorite teams. I would have loved if he had played for the Mavs, though. But he played along with a lot of Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. They're a couple of my favorite players. I think their coach is great. But, you know, the Mavs are my number one team. But back to what I was saying, I usually hear people debate in my sports world and life over who's the best between Kobe and Michael Jordan. But then LeBron is bad, too, so that's the debate that's going on because, hey, it's not Kobe that's going to the finals this time. It's LeBron. So, you know, but, hey, Dirk is a bad player, too. I did not compare Dirk also. But, you know, I'm excited for the game, so shout-out to both teams and shout-out to everybody that's in Miami for the game and shout-out to Dallas. What's up, Big D? And so on. So, you guys, you know, who you think would be the winner? Would it go to Game 7? You know, what's going on? I'm excited, I know that. So best wishes to everybody. But back to what I was saying about Hines Community College. Hines Community College, you can contact their Small Business Development Center at Eagle Ridge Comfort Center on the campus of Hines Community College. And get a lot of information, free and free to the public, regarding advice regarding open a new business or your existing business. So that Mr. Jim Harper is a good contact to contact there at Hines Community College. That's Jim Harper. You know, you can email him at jeharper@hinescc.edu. And then there's Mr. James Bennett. And then, like I mentioned before, there's a longtime friend of mine named Gay Saxon who works there also. And there's Beth Ferris and Lisa Morgan. They taught training classes at the expo this past year. They're in previous years also. But I just wanted to let you know. I mean, you can contact these individuals even if you're not locally. But then there's... They're also at the Rankin County campus, also Hines Community College. But you could call them and find out. And I think you could schedule appointments to meet with them, or if you're not in the area, just you know talk with them via phone and email and so on regarding information. And then also they can, I guess, give you contact information of who you could contact in your respective area also. But I'm going to share some... just some basic tips, and because I have so much information, I just slimmed it down to a few. And like I said, in the near future, we'll talk about the business plans, because business proposals are very important too. Because you always hear about people not winning a bid for some particular reason, or maybe certain people did not present a proposal. So I look forward in the near future to have experts also in certain areas that are actually out in the field doing those things, and companies that have bidded and successfully attained bids and so on. But yeah, it's important about those business plans. Like I said, if it's just for you or if it's for you to present to others, because nowadays every penny counts. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, well, Green and Gold Liquor back this morning. Okay, number one, make sure it fits your need. Make sure that your business plan, it's tailor-made for your business and for your business goals and your insights on things. Yeah, I mean, you can look at a basic sample of a business plan and say, oh, okay, I should write this plan identical. I should write my plan identical to that plan. Well, maybe not. I mean, you should tailor-make your business plan for your business-specific needs. Don't let it be so generic, but where it's filling a niche in your industry. You have to be make sure your business plan is achieving its purpose. Yes. I'm looking at my notes, if you could not tell. And a lot of times I'm just off the top of my dome, believe it or not. But I like to make bullet points and I like to take notes. It's because I like to flow, go with the flow of things. Ah, and while I'm trying to get back to my notes, there's a book. I'm an avid book reader, and I know many of you are also, so please continue to suggest books that I and Culture Shock Entertainment Report listeners should listen to. Now, see, I have, I'm losing my notes. There's a book that one of my books that I had ran across last week before the Honorable Gil Scott Heron passed away. And so some people I know have not heard of Gil Scott Heron, but he was a founding member of, and like some people would say, he was one of the forefathers of spoken word art in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. Well, he was a member of the Last Poets. Well, this was a couple of weeks ago, I ran across a book of mine, which I love, and which is, I think, I should recommend to many of you that are not familiar with his poetry and his live recordings. And also, I recommend you to research and study Nikki Giovanni. As a little girl, see, I've been a poet since I was a little girl. And so, as a little girl, I had always been influenced by the Last Poets and Nikki Giovanni. My late brother, who I had dedicated the Memorial Day show to, I mean, he was big on Nikki Giovanni, and so that is what got me started. What is the album called? Eating Cotton Candy on a Rainy Day? I used to play that album, yes, album, LP, over and over again as a little girl. But I recommend you to purchase The Last Poets, Vibes from the Scribes. It's a book of selected Last Poets poetry. So, you know, get your copy of that or look at it on ebook or whatever. My copy is from Africa World Press. So, get your copy of The Last Poets, Vibes from the Scribes. Even if you aren't familiar with The Last Poet, with Gil Scott Heron and his work with The Last Poets. Okay? Well, I have 90 seconds, so I need to go ahead and go through these tips. But I meant to recommend this book yesterday. I want to thank Reggie Ruffnet Ruffin for calling in yesterday. Had a blast. I mean, he is so hilarious, guys. I mean, really, request him to appear at Hyenas. I know he told me last year that he inquired about performing at Hyenas and then at Edison Improv and other comedy clubs in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Number two, make sure your business plan is realistic. You know? Make sure that it's real, that it's not so grandiose. Make sure it's, you know, it's just, you know, make sure that it's real research, that you have it just, you know, perfect. Specific. That's my thing. Make sure that you're specific about your goals and that you're very result-oriented in your composition of your business plan. Like, every business plan should include, okay, I only have 10 seconds. I'm going to stop, the show will stop streaming. live. But I will continue the show and sharing business plan tips. And you can listen to the show in its entirety at Culture Shark Entertainment-Bet. So I'll continue sharing the business plan tips. Wow, 30 minutes went by fast. So that's one thing I need to work on, is that's working on my time management, or of getting proper information in and out within 30 minutes time span. But thank you, and what's up? You have a beautiful day, because it's going to be a beautiful day. That's what the weather people say in Jackson, Mississippi. So God bless, and thank you for listening. And but I will continue on, just not streaming live. So you can listen to the show in its entirety at my profile. Again, you know, keep it specific. Ask yourself questions. You know, evaluate your business plan. You know, is it result-oriented, and so on. Make sure that it clearly defines responsibilities for implementation. You have to be able to identify that one can be responsible for the certain tasks and functions. Simplicity. That's basically what that means. Make sure that it clearly identifies assumptions. Make sure that there's room for your business plan to be revised. Change anything that you see need to be changed. Identify things that should be corrected and correct them. That's all part of planning. That's all part of, you know, that's a process of getting, it's just like writing your own resume. It's a resume for your business. So it's perfecting that resume for your business. That's basically what a business plan is. It's communicating to people that work with you. Really, the business plan, in other words, the business plan should not just be understandable to you, but understandable to others, especially those that you will be working with or those that will be working for you. Yeah, you see things a certain way, but then how do other people perceive your business plan? So a good plan is a plan that can easily be communicated. And that's regarding the quality of the writing, the editing. And so on. Like I said, this is just basic, this is basic successful information that I've recently researched. I have a lot of information. I have some information that I could have just zoomed through, which is very, very effective. But you have to make sure that you and others understand your plan. Seven. Be assured that your business plan gets people committed. In this research material, it says, here too, it's about the process surrounding the plan more than the plan itself. The plan has to have the specifics and points, like point three, responsibilities, and point four, the management of it. For a one-person business, it's really easy to implement your business plan because you know, like I said, business plan sometimes is just for you. You know, but when it's for more than one person, you know, You have to work on it a little more differently. 8, kept alive by follow-up and planning. Follow-up and planning. Follow-up and planning. You're always going through a review process of your plan. Also, in my research notes, it says the business plan is good. No, it's not good if it's static and inflexible. Planning isn't about the future, predicting the future once a year, and then following that predicted future no matter what. Planning is steering and management. It takes a process of regular review and course of correction. But one thing that I have always been taught and what I found out from personal experience and professional experience, and one thing that Mr. Chim at Hines Community College Small Business Center, Eagle Ridge Conference Center, and Mr. James Bennett always put emphasis on is the importance of the financial area of your business plan, especially if you're presenting your business plan to a financial institution, if it's from a community bank to a major bank, or if it's for an investor, or it's you investing your own money. You want to know where your own money is going to, right? Really? Because I know that feeling of putting your own money, I mean, from my own personal experience, putting your own money in your own business, you know, so it's important to know where every penny, every dime, every nickel go to, really. So just make sure that you do your best to stay on the right path when it comes to writing a successful business plan. And what's important is for us to support one another, encourage one another when it comes to our resumes and job interviews and composing our business plans and business proposals. I'm also, before I let's see, I'm looking at some more research news. What makes a good plan? Let's see if I can pull this up before I go off the air. This is at articles.bplans. This is a recent article. So I'm trying to, I hope this is something that I can share with you. Planning is a process, not just a plan. A business plan will be hard to implement unless it is simple, specific, realistic, and complete. Even if it's all these things, a good plan would need someone to follow up and check on it. The plan depends on the human element around it, particularly the process of commitment and involvement, and the tracking and follow-up that comes afterwards. Successful implementation starts with a good plan. The elements that will make a plan more likely to be successful implemented. Some of the clues to implementation include: 1, is the plan simple? Is it easy to understand and to act on? Does it communicate its contents easily and practically? 2, is the plan specific? Are its objectives concrete and measurable? Does it include specific actions and activities, each of specific dates of completion, specific persons responsible, and specific budgets? 3, is the plan realistic? Are the sales goals, expense budgets, and milestone dates realistic? Nothing stifles implementation. Like unrealistic goals. Is the plan complete? Does it include other necessary elements? Requirements of a business plan vary depending on the context. There's no guarantee, however, that the plan will work if it doesn't cover the main basis. The uses of a business plan. Too many people think of business plans as something you do to start a company, apply for a loan, or find investors. Yes, they're vital for those purposes, but there's a lot more to it. Preparing a business plan is an organized, logical way to look at all of the important aspects of business. First, decide what you will use the plan for, such as to define and fix objectives and programs to achieve those objectives. Create regular business review and course correction. Define your new business. Support a loan application. Define agreement between partners. Set value on a business for sale or legal purposes. Evaluate new product line promotions or expansions. No time to plan, a common misconception. Not enough time for a plan. Business people say, I can't plan. I'm too busy getting things done. A business plan now can save time and stress later. See, that's exactly what I've been talking about. Too many businesses make business plans only when they have to. Unless a business or investors want to look at a business plan, there is likely to be a plan. Isn't likely to be a plan written. The busier you are, the more you need to plan. If you are always putting out fires, you should build fire breaks or a sprinkler system. You can lose the whole forest for too much attention to individual trees. Your key to a better business plan is to use a business plan to set concrete goals, responsibilities, and deadlines to guide your business. A good business plan assigns tasks to people or departments and sets milestones and deadlines for tracking implementation. A practical business plan includes 10 parts implementation for every one part strategy. As part of implementation of a business plan, it should provide a forum for regular review and course corrections. Good business plans are practical. Business plans don't. Don't use a business plan to show how much you know about your business. Nobody reads long-winded business plans, not bankers, bosses, nor venture capitalists. Years ago, people were very impressed by long plans. Today, nobody's interested in a business plan more than 50 pages long. Just like a resume, keep your resume simplified, small, to 1 or 2 pages. What can help me write a good business plan? Sample business plan templates, you know, start a business plan software. So that's just information right here that I had, research information that I wanted to share with you before concluding the show. And I'll blog about yesterday's show and today's show at my blog at cultureshockentertainmentreports.wordpress.com. So I share more tips regarding the job interviews and writing business plans, and also reference to certain articles and books that you can look at. And also, thank you for those of you that do have shared information regarding resumes and job searches and writing business plans, because it's very important for us to effectively network with one another. So I want to thank you all that have tweeted me and network with me on Facebook and Tumblr and YouTube and LinkedIn, et cetera, okay? All my online friends, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. So what's up? You all have a blessed and wonderful day. I thank you for sharing 30 minutes plus with me. And enjoy. Again, I'll end the show the way I began it, with the sounds of Austin Brown. And that P. Diddy and Usher song is pretty hot too, right? I'll play some more of that this week also. Okay? But thank you all, and God bless. Much love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy.
I see you following me, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there. I'm